Number 16, King James versus you, say me. Come on, because if you like to say you, you point to me. But no, he's talking to us. And I'm going to say, you have not chosen me, but here's the foundation that we're beginning with. I have chosen you and ordained you that you, I, should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit, my fruit, should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we need the revelation. We need mysteries, Father. We need understanding, my God. We need that what you have given us called your Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, one and the same, Father. Bring what is written that we can receive what you are asking in 2025 of this date that we are in, our Father, of the month of August the 3rd. And we're thanking you right now in the name of Jesus. And the only reason this has to be brought out, because most of us have said that you found the Lord. But we have news for you. You found nothing. The news is he found you. The purpose is because you were lost, not our God. And I got news for you. He will never be lost. However, sometimes we still get lost, even though he has found us. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm going to break it down where it's not an insulting place, but it's a place that this foundation that God is building, because he once told his apostle Peter, upon this rock, this word, this foundation, I'm going to build my house. And understanding his house is who you are, is what you represent in this world. And in that being said, the gates of hell cannot prevail against you. Today is a sad day because we see Christianity in the back seat when we're supposed to be in the front seat. We're supposed to be the one that people are coming to. But today we see Christianity going to the people when it's been called that they should be coming to us. And the only reason they can't come to us is that we have lost sight, or we have not received revelation of the sight of who we are and why we are of what he said. And being in this argument, because the argument for many is, well, if he chose you, that means it's not for everybody. And that is a lie. It is for all. Say all. Because then when you read this, and if you don't have revelation or understanding, it kind of makes it sound like, well, why should I even try? Because it sounds like he's got particular ones already chosen. Does that make sense? Come on, it does make sense to me, because I go, well, you chose me, but what about everybody else? And then if you don't have the eyes of the Lord God that he gives you, it would make sense that they're not chosen. Hello, somebody. Especially as you rise up and you begin to mature little by little, it makes sense that he isn't choosing everyone. But then it questions you being chosen, because who we are, where we come from, what we've been involved with, what culture, what race, what understandings, what kind of education, what kind of upbringing can bring a question, who am I that I can serve this God? And God is coming to us to let us know it's not who you are, it's who he is. But today, many people don't understand, because we believe we chose God, but we didn't choose him. The word is coming to verify, and this is our foundation. And even though we have read this a million and one times, we still don't understand the foundation of this truth. You are here today because he chose it for you to be here today. Come on. On everything in this world, every person he has chosen to be in this world. Unfortunately, some will depart because it's time for departure. How many know what I mean? Because their flight has landed and it's time to depart to go home to be with the Lord, and they've reached the promised ages. They have reached the time that God has promised his people. Say his people. His people are all people, but not all people are his people. Not that he doesn't want them. He desires them. But we have a struggle that we have to overcome. Number one, it's him that we don't understand. Not that he doesn't understand us. We got to realize that in our calling, chosen status, he knows who I am. He knows where I come from. He knows what I've done. And he knows what I'm doing. Even though I'm in him now, he knows all that I'm doing because it's not new to him. And one thing we're going to realize that in this word about being chosen, we have to accept that he's the one that's calling. He's the one that did the calling. We're going out this coming Saturday, and we've been praying and believing. And we're believing not for the saints of God that are there, but we're thanking God for the saints. But we're praying for whoever God is going to call and choose out that day, that they will hear the voice of God. They will heed to the burning desire that we're praying God would put in them, and they will be there. And it may be because of the food. Because how many know you give free food? They come out. Come on, you know you're that way. We said free food, and amen. We're going to feed you. Amen. I got to go to church. Amen. Come on. I came from a church that sometimes would have, after church, they would feed us, and I was a happy camper. Number one, because we drove I don't know how many miles to go to church. And if we had to go home many miles to go eat, and then we used to have Sunday night service, we'd have to go back. And how many know we had to live by faith back then? How many know we're living by faith today? Because we have to give up what we were. Because God, in his calling, understanding that I've been chosen, that means I have a reason why I'm here. How many know what that means? And he goes on to say, he chose me, but I have chosen you. You didn't choose me. So get that deep down in your heart. You're not here because of you. You're here because of him. And you'll always be because of him. We celebrated my grandson's 21st birthday. We thank God for the 21 years and the many years to come. Hello, somebody. We thank God. And you know, we thank God that he made a provision. He made a way. But I thank God more so that he's here this morning playing. Come on, because that's, he was chosen. You're here. You're chosen. I'm glad for all of you that are here and for those that are absent. And we're praying for others that are not, we have not seen, but being a church and the persons that we are, we like to know your name. We like to know where you come from. We like to know your history, that we can be with you, pray with you, agree with you, or ask God to do what needs to be done. But again, the foundation lets me know that I'm not here on my own. So get that through you. You're not here because of who you are or where you came from. In God's house, as you look around you, we have people with master's degrees here. Bachelor's degrees. We have them with associate degrees. We have people of law. We have people of medical. We have people of business. We have laborers. Come on, somebody. We have mothers here. We got grandparenting here. We have so much that you're going to see in the body of Christ. Because we don't all come from the same place, but we're called into the same place. We heard about a mother testifying about her alcoholic son, right? Alcoholic for how many years? 30-something? It doesn't matter if it's 5 years, 10 years. Alcoholism is alcoholism. It's not from our God. God never called us to be addicted. Hello, somebody. He called us that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And so in our freedom, if he didn't choose us, because I know the testimony of where that mother came from, thank God he chose her. Because if it wasn't for him calling her, nobody else would call. You ever been there? Nobody wants to be around you? That wasn't like that when I was in the world. Everybody wanted to be around us because of who we were and what we did and what we had. Come to God, nobody wanted to be around us no more. What happened? You chose me. What happened? Most of us don't realize that's how God operates. God is going to build this foundation that you realize that in your calling, choice by Almighty God, and right there should stir you up. That was God's choice to choose me. This guy, this person, man, talk about being a wretch undone. Talk about having anger issues. Talk about insecurity. Talking about wanting to be wanted. Talk about all kinds of other things. God still chose this guy. That's enough to stir you up because he's such a great person. The Almighty, and you should be stirred up, still chose you. He didn't care if I had just a high school education, if that. He didn't care my background. He didn't care that I was fatherless. He didn't care that I was what I became. What he cared is that I heard the call. The choice that he was giving me at the last minutes of life. And I thank God that in his choices, it didn't matter where I was. What matters is that I said yes. And when I said yes, when you said yes, life begins. You don't understand what I'm saying. No matter where you came from, it's not going to matter to the living God we serve. He don't care if you're educated or not. He don't care if you're black, white, brown, red, purple, green, yellow, like they want to be today. He don't care. Hello? He don't care if you come from a great family or a bad family. None of that matters. What matters is that you said yes to when he called you. And I want you to know he's been calling us from the beginning of birthing. To understand it. And that calling comes with purpose. You're going to have to accept that you've been planned all along in this earth. You were planted by God. It may not have gone the way you wanted. We're going to cover that in this season. It may have gone the way it went. It may have gone to seasons of life. But everything is still, if you want to believe this, working out for your good. Yeah. Even though it's tragic, even though it's been hurtful, even though it's been painful, even though it's been very crooked, even though I've given up, even though I've been divorced, even though I've been in abusement life, even though I'm working for the wrong company, he still calls us. He's still with us. Because his foundation, what he's asking is that you get this deep down into your heart. You didn't call me. I called you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. And you better have to understand, because how did this almighty, living, great, great God want to choose? And why did he choose me? Because you're a part of his plan. Why did he choose Adam? Why did he make an Eve? Because it's part of his plan. Hello? He didn't give up. He doesn't give up. But he fulfills. You don't get this. He fulfills. This is why he's called you at your place of life, and it doesn't matter your place of life, because he's been waiting for you to say yes. Because he already said yes. Oh, you missed that. So the foundation that he's asking, that this is what we call basic Christianity. But even I know, and I talk to people, and I hear what they say. I'm amazed at what they say. I'm amazed how they say it, because now they're speaking from their heart. When they're being honest, it's their heart. And I'm amazed that you don't know who you are, because you're a Christian. And that's how I'm thinking. You don't know who you are. And then I want to know, if you're in my church, why are you thinking like that? Because that's not how we teach, to be thinking like that. Come on, how many know what I'm saying? Like I say, and I always say, God's not through yet. So why do you think it's over? Foundation teaching says that I have to understand that I have been chosen. But better yet, you all like to hear everything that the gospel teaches us. But we're going to start with we're going to go back to verse number 16. But let's go from where it really began from. And we got to go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. I'm bringing basics for some is basics. For some is, oh, this is new. See, because God always speaks to us wherever we're at. He's speaking to everybody here. He's not saying it's for that person right there or that person over there. It's not for the male. It's not for the female. It's not for the cues on the one that's confused. It's for everyone that's in his house. Because God loves to feed us all. And I'm, as a church pastor, I love to feed everybody. Come on. But it's so simple because Jeremiah says in verse number verse number 4 of chapter 1, foundation. After Adam, after the fall of Adam, after the many falls of Jerusalem, Israel, after all the falls that came and the destruction that have taken its course, Jeremiah, the word comes to him in a way on verse number 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me saying, like, it's coming today. It has already come. We've already spoken it out of the 15th chapter, 16th verse. It says, before I formed you. Listen, get this deep down inside your spirit. Because I don't care if you're male or female, if you're even confused. I thank God that I don't serve a confused God. When he chose me, he knew exactly what he was calling. He knew my mindset. He knew my heart. He knew my fears. He knew everything that troubled me. And he knew also what stirs me up. And then I found out that before he formed me in the belly, before it even could come to existence. See, we like to hear this word. We like to, he formed. No, you better get deep down inside in your calling from Almighty God that before you were even a seed, he already knew your name. Oh, you missed that. Somebody needs to get excited about the Lord. I'm excited because I know today who I am. I've been chosen. I'm a choice son of God. And it doesn't matter what you think or what you say, because all that's going to count at the end of the day is what God said. When I lay my head down, you chose me. So if I messed up today, God, forgive me. Hello. And if it's my time, make it right. As I close my eyes. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before you even came forth out of the womb, I already sanctified. I set you apart. Legitimately or illegitimately. Are you hearing this? Because how many know childbirthing should be legitimate through marriage? That's how it should be. But we fight seasons of generations and generations and generations, because the Bible's full of generations of messed up people. So you think you're messed up? Read the Bible. You're going to find out you're not even close to some of these that are messed up. But we're called by God. Why? Because he chose them. And you don't have a right to say anything about them. Except that you pray that God don't expose you, that he writes about you and puts your name in there. Say, oh, you can't write that about Albert, Lord. You cannot do that. Because I don't know about you, now that I know who I am, that enemy likes to bring everything I've done that has been forgiven by God, that has been forgotten by God. And that's the problem that the church doesn't realize. It's already been forgotten because it's been forgiven. And it's in the deepest part of the ocean. You choose your ocean. And then I found out today, I've chosen the Pacific. You know why I chose the Pacific? Can I give you some good hindsight? Hey, because that's where our sewage goes to. And my past is sewage. And it needs to go with the rest of those. Oh, you missed that. Because I was a no saint. I was an ain't. Ah, oh, you're missing. You guys need some help out there. And then he goes, I've ordained thee. And don't worry about a prophet. Because he changes the word. But this is for Jeremiah specifically. I change a prophet unto the nation. Going back to the Gospel of John. I'm not even going to get out of this, am I? I'm supposed to go through about 8 scriptures here this morning. 15th chapter. Back to the 15th chapter. Let's go back to verse number 16. Let's read it again. Look, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Before you were even a seed, you better get this deep down inside. And let me tell you something about being the seed. If God loves you the way you are, you better start loving yourself the way you are. You don't want to be like that one that is going to face God one day. She did. A wife that whose husband was killed because of his gambling habits. And she didn't understand why he couldn't overcome that. And then when he was finally stricken, she was left alone. He had to hear from that he only was doing what he was called, because that's what he knew, to support all her desires. High maintenance woman. Right? She wasn't that high maintenance. But in the high maintenance, in the insurance that he had, and the insurance settlement that she got one day, and God promised her, I'll never do this to you again. This will never happen. You will not lose anything again like you had to lose your husband. But that's the only way I could save him, the way he passed away. I came to him at a right moment, at a right second of time. He heard me. He's with me. Now you're left on earth, but I'm with you. Remember that. Remember this now, ladies, guys. And then life began, and she got her money. And all of a sudden, she didn't like the way she looked. So she went and got the tummy tuck, the implants, the facelift, dyes her hair different colors. And she wasn't looking one day, and she ran out on the sidewalk and got hit by that bus and died. And now she's in front of God. What happened, God? Why, you said it would not happen no more. You wouldn't let a life be taken like this from my world. And God had to look up and apologize. I'm sorry, daughter. I didn't recognize you. We like to change on God because we don't realize the way he formed me, he knew me. I may not like the way I look, but he loves me the way I am. And oftentimes you can't love yourself the way you are. And we're in a world full of that today. And so you got to get to the place of, you didn't choose me, I've chosen you, I'm going back again. But because I've ordained, see, there comes that word, I ordained you. How many know what the word ordain really means? It's not an ordination that we do for what we do for our ministers or pastorhood or anything like that. Or ordained, really, if you look it up in the Hebrew or the Greek, it actually only means I've set you to do. I've set you, set me. I've set you to be you. Say me. If you don't, I mean, know our friend Rabbi Joseph. I got to call him to come back. I haven't talked to him for a few months, but, you know, he's gone through so many trials and tests. He believes we're too skinny. Because in the Jewish culture, they have many feasts. I said, oh, you're just making an excuse for the way you are. Don't be jealous because I can wear a size 32. He says, no. He says, real Jewish people, they're heavy set. And I started looking at Jewish people. Not from Hollywood. Can't look at them. Real, starting looking at the synagogues as you pass by. I go, you know what? I think a rabbi is right. And then I look at our culture. I said, we must all be Jewish. The little humor. I've chosen you. I've set you. I have placed you. That's the actual word. I've established you. So get this deep down in your heart this morning that you're here in this world because he established you. In his choosing, by choice. He chose you the way you look, the way you are, the way you think. And he may not like your thinking because that's stinky thinking. And your stinkiness and your stinky, what you have thought, and you've made smelly decisions. And what's going to happen with smelly decisions? Your outcome's not going to be, because it's not the choice that he chooses. Because we think we're him and we're not him. We're in his image, but we are not him. Oh, help me here, Jesus. And he goes, I've ordained you that you should go, say I should go, and bring fruit. And that my fruit, your fruit, my fruit should remain. You know what the actual word there should be? I've ordained you to go bring results. The actual word from the Hebrew is results. See, we like to hear the English version, but it's so far off. God chose you. He's established you. And what he's desiring of you, that's your purpose, by his plan, that you bring results. And what are those results? We're going to probably have to cover that another day, because I'm almost out of time here. That's such a great worship, right? And he goes on to say that you go and bring forth results, and that your results should remain. So what you're doing should continue to be done. But in our world today, we make reasons up. Like, again, we got reasons. We got armpits, because they're excuses. And an excuse to God is exactly that. It's an excuse, because the Savior, this is why you don't know the cross. If you knew the reality of that cross and what it took our Savior to go on that cross, your life will be changed completely. Get the revelation. Ask for the revelation of the cross. Ask for the revelation of our Savior. Ask, even in his time where he didn't want to do it, but he submitted, and his submission was painful, and his painfulness brought a death, but his death brought a resurrection, and now we're free. We are free. Come on, church. In our choice that we've been chosen by, that our fruit should remain, that whatever your results, your establishment, that whatever you ask of the Father in his name, he wants to give it to you. You don't realize what God wants you to have, but we cannot. And I heard my wife say it, you got to let go of the past. And I'm not saying it's not easy. I'm not saying it's impossible. But I do know we got to get to the place that even in that where he called me from, I'm established. I have results, because God called us to be in results. Come on, somebody. Oh, help me here. 2 Corinthians. They all look the same here. The hardest part is going to understand a simple Christian. So this is foundational, simple truth. Simple truth. Chapter 5, 2 Corinthians. In my calling by God, in my process that he set, placed, or established in me, in my fruit results that he's expecting, and it continuously should be, the purpose that it can't be, and it hasn't been for our world that we live in, is that we don't know who we are, and we don't understand why he chose us. And that choosing is for his establishment. But the difference that we battle is the establishment. And it's on verse number 17 that you know this scripture, many of you, but you don't realize what it really means. And it says, therefore, if, see, there comes that, if. Thank God, in our choices, we don't have to accept the call. Hello? We don't have to believe that it's only for particular or specific people. Well, we have to understand that it's an invitation that I can refuse. I don't have to serve the Lord. How many of you know that? I don't have to do what I'm doing. I don't have to continue to do what I'm doing. I don't have to do anything that I know that God wants me to do. I don't have to do anything, because I have the ability to choose just like he chose. in that he chose, he's not forcing you. Come on. He's not a dictator. He's not chaining you to this. He's giving you the opportunity to say yes. And in that yes, you must understand, therefore, if any man be in Christ, right? How many are in Christ today? Raise your hand. I'm in you, Lord. I am of you today. He is a new creature. What the world? It's a new creature. I think it means I've been recreated. I've been reborn. I've been reconciled. I've been to a place of receiving what wasn't, what was, to become what is. I'm a receiving. How many know we're recipients this morning? You are a recipient from the Almighty God of heaven to be right here on earth, to be receiving. And many of you know this, but you don't understand it and you don't walk on it, because we have a choice. I don't have to serve God in this manner. He says, if any man, he is a new creature, old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And verse number 18, and all things are of God, not the world. See, you like to hear, and you like to say it, or you like to read it, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. And I look about to every Christian in every church, I said, you don't know what that says. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. Ask yourself that question. Look in the mirror and say, God, am I of your world for real? Really? And he's going to answer you. Yeah. And he'll tell you like this. You're of my world, but you're not acting like in my world. You're not being in my world. How many know what this means of this right here so far? All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. How many? Our results is that we are to reconciliate those back to God. That's all we're here for right now. We're here to reconcile. We're here to be used of our God to reconcile what he sent his son for, to die for, to resurrect for, and rise up to, that we can be in the reconciliation business. So if you want to know what kind of business we are, we're in the reconciliation. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what you've done. What I need to know, are you ready to do what God is going to ask you to do? Come on. Because again, it's for him. We're his results. Expecting results. We're his establishment. Hello, somebody. And we are that. And I'm going to stop with the next one, Book of Romans. I got to stop here because I'll keep on going. How many know what that means? Give a real preacher a mic. Watch out. No, you give a real preacher a mic, he knows when to stop. Come on. He knows. Okay, we can go on, but hey, if I can only sit in the classroom for 45 minutes, I've learned. Come on. Unless the anointing is going, it's a different story. It's a different effect operating. But Romans chapter 5, go with us real quick. I'm probably going to end with this. Because all things are now of God, right? In my calling, the choice that he made to pick me. Somebody say, pick me. Yeah, say, you're afraid to say it. He picked me. Me. That's right. And that includes myself and I. He picked me. You know, we like the songs, oh, he loves me. Yes, he does. He loves everybody, though. Do you not understand he loves everybody? He loves everybody you hate. He loves everybody that you disagree with. He loves everybody that you're angry with. He loves everybody you wish they would die. He loves everybody that he knows that's in your heart. And he still called me. He still chose me. He still established me. And I'm going to tell you what, church, it seems impossible, but it's not to love everybody. Because I've learned the only way I can love everybody is to see what he sees. And that's his creation. And it's not easy because we're all cultured. We're all raised in ways. Hello. We're going to be there next Saturday. Doesn't mean you're going to love everything you're going to see about every church, because you're not going to agree with every church, especially with how some of these are. You're not going to agree with the rapping of Christian lyrics. You're not going to agree with Spanish mariachi style. You're going to have a mariachi. Our sister Terry's going to be there. You see her picture? Like, oh, come on, Terry, why that picture? Because she's got a beautiful voice and song and strong, right? Many are not going to agree. I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about you possibly, if you're going to be there, not going to agree with everything you're going to see, who they call themselves Christian. Sometimes you don't agree with me. And I'm your brother, let alone the pastor. But he still loves you. And we still love you. And this is why they can do what they've done to us and they can come back, because we love them in Jesus. Because without Jesus, I'll kill you. I'll sick that guy after you named Hap with his gun. Legally, too. Retired, but legally. Come on, somebody. A little humor there. But you know that's the truth. You know you want to kill some of us sometimes. Don't lie. See, God knows you're lying, but here's the good news. He still chose you. You knew you're going to lie to that at this moment of time. Romans chapter 8. I'm sorry. I said 5. I'm on chapter 8. King James Version. I'm going to do a couple of scripture reading. Verse number 14. He's talking to you and I. He says, he's talking to me. Are you talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. That's the Lord saying, yes, I'm talking to you. Listen, I'm trying to establish you. I want you to fulfill what I have chosen you to fulfill. I've chosen you. I've ordained you. You're to remain those results. And verse number 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and, of course, daughters of God. How many know that's what we become? In the new things, all from God, right? All things are from God. Come on, somebody. All things are from God. All things. What that means, I've become a son or a daughter. Hello, somebody. I have become what he's called us to be. You hear it. There are many members, but one body. How many know how many members that are in your body are operating right now? How many are operating? You'd be surprised how many operate in the way of God already. He ordained it that way. We called it last week, right? How many vertebrae do you have? You remember? 33. How many days, how many years did he live? 33. Life is in us already. Why? Because he had to leave at 33. He had to die. To resurrect. Come on, somebody. And those that are led by the Spirit of God in your newness of 2 Corinthians 5:17, reflecting back, all things become new. You are now led. I'm going to tell you this. Get the word out of you. If you're using words other than led, it's not from God. God is not pushing you. He's leading you. He's telling you, follow me. Paul the Apostle says, follow me. We will tell you, follow us as we follow Christ. Come on, somebody. He's not pushing us. Oh. Oftentimes we think he's pushing. No, he's not pushing you. He might put a little fire in you because he's leading. Fire, that's by day or night. He's leading you because this is what I want you to do. This is why I called you. In your way of life, because I'm going to use you in your way of life. Come on, somebody. And then he goes on, for you not have received the spirit of bondage again, You see, old things have passed away, but we're still walking around with shackles. We heard that he's a chain breaker. Come on, somebody. We heard that he sets us free, but we're walking around with chains and a ball of chain on our ankles because we have not let things go. We want to continue of what was, which led us to call on what needs to become, but we're refusing to let go of what was. And that's the past again. There's a song, Fear Doesn't Live Here Anymore. There's a song, I Am a Child of God. Come on. Get that deep down to who you are. I am a child of God. Oh, help me here. But again, you have not received in that calling. You're being led by His Spirit. You're not in the bondage again to fear. But you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we can now cry, Abba, Father, understanding that you've been rebirthed into the kingdom of God now. Oh, you didn't catch that. You've been rebirthed. You've been adopted. Your old birth certificate doesn't count no more. Your adoption birth certificate now rules and reigns. And what that requirement calls for is that I now become a part of this family. I am no longer of that family because this is who we are now today. Come on. I am of God. I am a child of God. I am of God. I belong to God. And so do you. So do we. Come on. Are you here this morning? How many, can I ask you, how many watch Hallmark with me? How many Hallmark watches? Well, you know, I can tell you the storyline. A bunch of fakes, you know what I mean? But I love the storylines of who some of these people are. I'm not going to cover it today, but I'll cover it starting next week because I'm going to close it with that scripture. But in the Hallmark movies, especially when it comes to those of royalty, have you ever seen those of royalty in Hallmark? It's always the son or the daughter going off course. But they're royalty. This one's running a lifestyle, trying to be hidden in another country because they're royalty of this country, or this daughter is again another country and they're always in our country. It's a shame because their royalty status, they come over here to run amok of their life. What are they saying about America there, Hallmark? Come on, somebody. And they're always showing that, you know, and they're always undercover. And I'm going to put this. Most of us are undercover because we have not established who we really are. We have not really received what we've to become. We're not really walking in the way we've been asked to be led by. We're not in the ways that our fruit, come on, our fruit, our results. And let me ask you, how many have you led to the Lord? Is a question God's going to ask you. One day, but not today. Personally, he's asking it through me. How many have you led by the Lord? How many, before I go any further, how many at your place of living know that you're from God? How many, how many from your employment area, neighborhood knows you're from God? How many of your neighbors know you're from God? How many from your places of employment know you're from God? How many family members really know you're from God? If anybody's going to tell you you're from God or not, it's going to be your family because your results, your fruit, your results isn't in the newness because you haven't conformed to the things of God because you're not allowing transformation to the things of God. Run a true course. And this morning, God is asking because He's got great things. New beginnings have begun this month. New ways. Doors closing, doors opening. Lifestyle changes are rising. And God is asking because He wants you to establish who you are, that what you ask for, He's going to grant it. But we can't go further now. We're going to leave it at that. That this morning, your foundation, your purpose is that you've been chosen to be a son, daughter of God. And that status, we'll cover it next week, you've been called to be royalty. Using the status of Hallmark, stand to your feet. So when you